And now it's time for My Job Rocks, a weekly segment where we talk to you about your unique or interesting job. And Susan Hargreaves certainly qualifies with her job. Susan is a humane educator working for the Wildlife Care Center in Fort Lauderdale. She joins us from her office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Susan Hargreaves, welcome to My Job Rocks and the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks so much for asking me. My job does rock.
Sounds like it, Susan. Let me ask you then, what exactly does a humane educator do at a wildlife center?
What I do is teach children and adults about being kind to animals, how they can help injured and orphaned wildlife, and the differences that they can make. And I do it in a fun way, an interactive way, using plays and one very large 7-foot raccoon and one very large 6-foot rabbit whose name is not Harvey, but Hip Hop.
Now, Susan, you talked about the fun of your job and the presentations that you give. I assume that you play off your audience a little bit like most performers. What's been your most interesting audience?
Well, always the most interesting audiences have to be the 6-year-olds. And they come up with wonderful questions that, like, for instance, how are babies made? When I'm talking about possums and how many babies they have. And how they came to be in their mother's stomachs. And when it's like a Christian school or any school, I have to be very careful how I answer that question.
And how do you answer that question, by the way?
I ask them what their mother has told them. And usually their mother has told them something about that. And then I'll say, well, that's good. You should talk to your mother some more about that.
Any interesting animals gone wild stories?
Some people thought it was a good idea at one time to raise emus for people to eat. Emu burgers. And what ended up happening is people don't want to eat emus. And so what has happened now here in South Florida is there are a lot of people with emus that are not caring for them properly. And they abandon them. They're not responsible. And we get calls for stray emus in the middle of traffic. And sometimes even pigs that are running in downtown Davie, which is a town here, and we have to go out and rescue them. Quite often, if it's a bird like a duck or a goose or a swan, they have life mates. So we always, if one bird is injured, we always have to take both birds together because they're in such distress and they will. Our ambulance driver heard a bird crying from 2 blocks away. That was the mate of a goose, and he had to go back and get that goose.
And in closing, Susan, what's one thing our listeners can do to make the world a better place for animals?
That's a great question. Individuals can make a huge difference by looking at how they spend their money and what they're supporting. When you give money to different entertainment industries or food industries, pet industries, you are supporting quite often cruelty to animals. Just think about it. Just think about it and then change it if you can find it in your heart to help those animals.
Very well put. Susan Hargreaves is a humane educator working for the Wildlife Care Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Susan Hargreaves, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Thanks so much for asking me. It was a pleasure.
Do you have a unique job? Or perhaps you have an interesting approach to a not-so-unusual job? Either way, we want to hear from you. To be featured on My Job Rocks on the Motley Fool Radio Show, give us a call at 866-NPR-FOOL. That's 866-NPR-FOOL.